Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Naomi Scott is a master coach and wellness expert. She's helping entrepreneurs fall in love with life as an adventure. Welcome to the show, Naomi.
Thank you so much, George. I'm really excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this conversation. So yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you are welcome. I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay. Yeah, so my personal life, I would say I grew up in a large family. I was the oldest of six kids, and it was like a pretty straightforward, pretty conservative American family, you know? And although my parents did the very best they could with the resources they had, it was a pretty challenging and traumatic childhood in many ways. And I left home at 18 and started to go to university and try to find my way in the world. At that time, what started kind of my quest for deeper knowledge, I would say, in spirituality. I grew up Christian, but I was always a seeker. You know, I wanted to know more. And I felt like naturally it kind of unfolded. And this is why I say fall in love with life as an adventure, because I think it's kind of magical how things just show up for you and, you know, doors open and it's this mysterious kind of interesting adventure. I walked into a bookstore with incense and books from India and all over the world. And that's when I started exploring spirituality as well. And also, like yoga, meditation is basically what it was. And also started studying holistic medicine soon after that. Actually, coaching. That was my introduction to coaching, personal development. And I basically created a life with a partner and was very successful, had my own businesses in holistic health, studied many things, and kind of came to a place a couple different times in my life, actually, when I achieved this picture of success and all the things that I thought would make me like happy and healthy and wonderful. And twice in a row, actually, I came to a place where I had everything I wanted, and I was kind of empty, and my health was going down, and I was seeking something deeper, you know? So I would say that basically, like, you know, my life has kind of led me to a life of personal development and self-exploration and the inner work, as well as outer success. So Eastern, Western, that is what I sort of live for. And I love to travel so much and explore the world. And I've always been sort of a global citizen. So that's about me personally. I would say why I do what I do. Even as a young girl, I wanted to help people live healthy, full potential lives. I could just feel pain and suffering very deeply in other people. And I really wanted to help them live happier and healthy and like alive. And I at that time thought it would meant that I would be a doctor. But when I was in university, I quickly realized like, oh, that's not really what I mean. You know, like the way that Western medicine feels and treats people. So that kind of led me towards more holistic health. And I also do this work because I see the need you know, mental and physical health is quite a crisis in our world. And I've been through this myself, and I found tools and real things that truly help to transform and help you have a happy, fulfilling life. So for me, that I want to be a bridge to that. I want to provide access to that and facilitate that process. That's like the thrill of my life, actually. So that's me and why.
Well, I love it. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. So if you want me to go right into what I do, I help high performing. It seems like a lot of high performing entrepreneurs, professionals, business owners tend to be my clients. And I help them, the people who have achieved success on the surface and everything, you know, is super beautiful. Maybe they have a great company, a happy family, all these things, but somehow their health is failing. You know, their relationships feel transactional. They are unfulfilled and really looking at that being at the top of the mountain and saying like, whoa, what is wrong here? Because this is supposed to be everything, right? And so we do the work to go deeper and really look at their patterns. Usually these things are rooted in childhood and nervous system, because we're generally stuck a little bit in survival mode, most generally, especially entrepreneurs and, you know, people who are leading teams and having big lives and big businesses. And we help to reclaim aliveness and presence and energy and the success and fulfillment on it, like in a deep embodied way that success was supposed to give them, but they were still seeking. So that's what I do. And I would say, like, for example, I mentioned, I think that I have been studying Eastern wisdom, right? So one of the places that has led me to is to India. Many times now, probably 8 times I've been here. And I've studied a lot of medicine from all over the world, the more holistic forms, in, as in Ayurveda, Siddha in Chinese medicine, as well as bodywork forms from all over the world, and yoga, meditation, and physical exercise, as well as coaching and all the psychological modalities such as internal family systems, somatic trauma. I have a couples coaching certification, a men's coaching certification. So I've kind of really used my life to dive super deep into all things that optimize a human being and that really influence like health and wellness and living to your full vitality.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Especially when you go back to the US, I mostly have lived there my whole life. You see that the statistics are, you know, and all you have to do, honestly, is get off a plane and walk around in the airport and you see mental health issues, physical health issues, quite a lot. It's very high statistics. I'm sure you know the crisis we're facing in our country. And so that also really ignites my passion to bring this work to more people, because it actually is super effective. And I do believe it's a missing link. And of course, entrepreneurs are specifically vulnerable because they have a lot of responsibility. Generally, they're a little bit alone because of their position. They usually have a lot of people that they're, you know, in a way taking care of, especially if they're a caring person. They might be on their team, they may be their employees, but still that's a responsibility that they carry. They're very impactful, not only in their family and their community of company employees, but also the world, which they reach with their work. And because I've been through that myself and I've been in that world, I see that being a really strong need, you know, because it impacts so many people, including them, of course. So I have a couple stories of people that I've worked with, if you're interested in hearing those.
Yeah, stories are great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a couple people to give you an example. Like I have a client, he has a multiple seven figure a year company, and he has a large team of employees and impacts a lot of people in the community, with the service that they do. And when I met him, you know, he was struggling. He had this great thing that had been created. It's in a way it was just going, but he also had a lot of opportunities that he could see to exponentially grow his business, and a couple of side projects that he really wanted also to do at some point. But he was feeling not well. His relationships were really stressful, and his team was like a little bit in conflict with him. And so we worked with him, and we still work with him actually. And during that time, he has regained like a deep source of energy and health. His relationships have cleared up. He actually did get divorced, which was a really positive thing for him. He also created a team that he can trust and that really works well with him. And they've tripled their business in the last year and a half. And he also started to create and is in process with this side business, which is actually a $1 billion business. And he was able to, we did some work. I even went to his house for a few days and we did work with his values and vision, and really created an ecosystem and a very clear, you know, roadmap to where he wanted to go and be. And it's exponentially increased his income and his happiness. That's the most important thing. His fulfillment, his family life, every part of his life is better. So that was a powerful, and it's generally honestly the case with everyone that I work with. There's incredible work that we all can do, regulate ourselves and really reconnect to like our intrinsic, basically core values and vision, and do all the work that whatever is in between us and living that way every day, we get to clear that stuff up, you know, by looking deep inside. And generally, the process is like looking at childhood and foundational patterns. Because we all have some unprocessed traumas, some survival coping mechanisms that are still there functioning, unconsciously. Pretty much almost everything is unconscious somewhat in the shadows and deep. I also look a lot at masculine and feminine energy balance, either for men or women, because it's an energy, not just, you know, a sex. And then we do obviously nervous system regulation work and deep somatic work. And then generally I depend on the person, but I generally do look at the routine and the physiology and try to really hone in on their constitution and what is the right lifestyle that will support them without it being like, you know, they have to do a huge new thing that takes so much of their energy. It's all tailored towards where they are and taking easy, seamless steps. Really, everybody's so busy and overwhelmed. This is about guiding them through a process, because there's plenty of information everywhere. But what we do is tailor it exactly for them and deeply guide them through that process. And generally, I don't know, I'm sure you would agree that most people, it's very healing and deeply reparative to just be fully with someone and see and hear them without conditions. And because most of us, and definitely this, you know, this type of person has proved our value through accomplishments. most generally, right? We've life learned to prove our value through accomplishments. So I also really like to connect people to their intrinsic value beyond what they produce or do in the world. And I think what makes this work a little bit different is the connection between East and West and the wholeness of value. It's not just on the mind, not just on the emotions, not just on the physical body, but it's like looking at the being as a whole and really understanding how to work with that process to support that person to come towards more balance, health, wholeness, and vitality from their own inner connection, you know? So
love it.
Thanks for letting me share all that.
For sure.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So I'm curious why it is that so many entrepreneurs find themselves in the survival mode and what that really means. What does it mean to be in survival mode?
Well, it's like a nervous system state, honestly. And so one of the things, if you look at our, you know, history as a human race, right, is that up until about 180 years ago, we all were more functioning daily for survival, right? It was like there was a lot more need to do that because we didn't have as much technology, you know, to help us with all the things and to free up our time and space. So biologically, we're wired to be much more physically active. And also what's happened is that if you think about the last 20 years too, we have so much more stimulation. We have Wi-Fi, we have phones, we have internet, we have tons and tons more like sensory stimulation coming at us. And again, our systems, we haven't adjusted our systems to our nervous system to cope with that. So survival mode is a nervous system state. It's like a heightened awareness. And it's literally like when you go into fight or flight, it's like emergency alert, you know, and it's biological. It's very helpful. But the problem is that we have gotten stuck in that state by the way that we have lived and the way that we have cultivated our lives and systems. We haven't focused on how to like toggle or like go between survival and rest and digest, you know? So a lot of people, especially high performing people, get stuck in that mode, which is why they can't sleep well a lot of the time. You know, it's like a hyper, hyper alert.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So certainly that space or that frame of mind or just acting in that way mentally is probably what's helped people to achieve the entrepreneurial business success. But wouldn't it be nice if you could make the switch to turning that off consciously or actively? So learning how to move from that survival to the rest, or whatever the term that you used was.
Yeah. Rest and digest. I mean, it's a parasympathetic state, right? Versus sympathetic. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, like, yes. Okay. A lot of people have gotten there from that more, you know, push masculine survival, intense focus state. But what I have learned from my own journey and also from my studies and my work with people is that actually you can cultivate energy and a connection to a huge amount of energy from within, and you don't need to do it stuck in survival mode. Life itself has a lot of energy pouring through us, you know? And so if we learn how to connect with circadian rhythm and do certain things to align our system to be powered by life energy. It's we don't need to push so hard. You know, we can more like take that energy in and do great things with it. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Like so many of us are stuck just in that survival, and it's kept us alive. But to your point, there is more for us, and we don't need to be redlining and stressing ourselves out just because we think that that's the only way. But that's probably the only way we've been able to find success. But we just need to learn or be taught these new techniques.
Absolutely. Because the thing about it is like, especially as you get to middle age, you know, you start to burn out. I mean, that's why so many people, especially women, right? They're now in the workforce as well. They're now also entrepreneurs. Female bodies are different than male bodies, but that's one of the reasons women get so sick, you know, and have health issues after around middle age. But also men burn out too, you know, because your system isn't made to completely run on that simple, you know, go, go, go mode. And that is the truth, in that in the Western world, we didn't learn how to cultivate the different levels of our system, you know? And so that is definitely part of what, you know, I've learned. And like, I like to teach people, because there's a lot of studies, you know, including I go to Harvard for a consciousness and spirituality conference every 2 years. And the studies they do there are on high level people who are incorporating meditation. I mean, somebody like Ray Dalio, for example, he says his whole success is attributed to doing meditation twice a day, you know, and there's a lot of people who have incorporated meditation as one thing. And there's a lot of information as well about how eating certain, you know, healthy, doing certain, but what I see is even people who are in that just mode, they're caught in that. Even the way they work out generally is also very intense, you know? And so, yes, working out gives you endorphins, but like, does it also keep tapping into that reserve, you know, and your battery just keeps getting lower and lower? So burnout is a huge issue. Depression is a huge issue. You know, starting to get health issues around middle age, huge issues. So I really do believe, I know that these things actually mitigate those things, you know?
It's so powerful. And as you're explaining it, it seems pretty obvious that I've never really connected it as, you know, there's fuel sources and I can run on caffeine and amp myself up and then crash out, and I can keep doing that, or I can recognize that this is not an optimal fuel source at all, and there are other ways to get the energy that I'm looking for. So survival is a source, but you can get to this other plane where you're not going to be burning out, you're not going to become depressed, you're not going to have outside success but not feeling like you're getting what you really want in life. So
I think it's so beautiful. Like personally, I really want like every single aspect of my life to be enjoyable and beautiful and deep and fulfilling. And I want that for everyone, because it's possible, you know? And of course we all have situations and difficulties, don't get me wrong, but the state that you're in depends on how you deal with those things even, right? So absolutely, I love caffeine too, but I really try to stay away from it most of the time, because I want my system to run on sunlight and fresh air and good food and movement and meditation and connection and, you know, like real life juice. Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Well, Naomi, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this conversation, letting me share so much. So I have some resources on my website that you're welcome to download. There's a successful leader assessment and a couple more. And that is at Naomi Scott Coaching/resources. And that's my website, Naomi Scott Coaching. And you can also follow me on Instagram and social media at Naomi Scott Coaching. I think on Instagram, it's the Naomi Scott. And I'm also on LinkedIn and all those other things. So just starting to put a lot more content in the world. So it's exciting.
For sure. I love it. Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Naomi your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to NaomiScottCoaching.com and find all the resources. Take that successful leader assessment. And I think that everybody who's listening, you have felt that sense that there's more that's available to you. And if you're a successful entrepreneur and somebody who pushes really hard, probably have experienced that burnout that we've been talking about. So that there is a better way and everybody can access it, I think is a really exciting thing. So thank you again, Naomi.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, remember,
appreciate it.
Do your part by doing your best.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.